God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from
Dear Father in Heaven, on this Independence Day, I am reminded of all those who have sacrificed for my freedom, following the example of your Son, Jesus Christ. Let me not take my freedom, both physical and spiritual, for granted. May I always remember that my freedom was purchased with a very high price. My freedom cost others their very lives. Lord, today bless those who have served and continue to give their lives for my freedom. With favor and bounty, meet their needs and watch over their families. Help me to live my life in a way that glorifies you, Lord. Give me the strength to be a blessing in someone else's life today, and grant me the opportunity to lead others into the freedom that can be found in knowing Christ. Amen. Well, welcome indeed to We Sing Our Faith as we celebrate this weekend, the 4th of July. And what an appropriate song to have started with Jamie Teton and her rendition of God Bless America. In this time, in this age that we live, what a beautiful gift to know that we can pray for these United States of America, that we ask God to bless this country that so many paid the ultimate price for, and to realize that our Lord Jesus Christ, who paid the ultimate price not only for the freedom of a country, but for the freedom of our souls from sin, from the freedom of everlasting death to everlasting life, when we choose to live our lives in the freedoms that we have here in the United States, we have the freedom to choose our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the freedom to live our lives in many ways how we want. And wouldn't it be marvelous if each and every one of us wanted to live our lives for Christ, so that when we celebrate a holiday like the 4th of July, thanking God for the birth of this country and for the freedoms that so many of us have a luxury of living in, we need to hand it back over to the Lord and to say thank you for such a day, and to use the gift of our freedom in a way that honors God. You know, as I begin with that little prayer, asking our Lord to truly help me be a blessing in someone else's life today, in a show of gratitude for how blessed I know that I am because of those who have gone before us. And the next song that I want to go to is one more from Jamie Teton. And there's just something lovely about when we begin various sporting events, when we begin large gatherings of people and we sing the Star Spangled Banner. There's something about just that patriotic sense of belonging here in these United States as citizens. And for those who have come from many parts of the world to become citizens, I think of my sweet mother-in-law, Heidi, who was born and raised in Germany and then met Don, my husband's dad, when she and he met there in Germany when he was serving in the U.S. military, and he brought home from Germany a bride who then became an American citizen. And how proud she was that day when she became an American, and to know that in her own country of Germany, when she was a little girl living in those final years of that horrific war and seeing the damage that was done to a country whose freedoms were completely taken away, and then to become an American citizen where she can live in the freedom of this country. It's amazing when you speak to people who have come here from foreign land as immigrants and then become American citizens. It's a beautiful thing. So with all of that in mind, let's take a moment now as Jamie Teton sings for us Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you for that beautiful rendition. Again, I just think it's such a great feeling, you know, when we have that opportunity to gather in groups and then that song is sung. Thank you. Moving along today on this episode where we are celebrating the 4th of July, I think of the hope that we can live in here in these United States. When we have leadership like we have with President Trump, when we have Vice President Vance, and we are able to rely on those who care about this country, when we think of the individual states and the leadership in each of the states, I continue to pray for my state of Arizona here. And one of the things that my husband and I did years ago is we recorded the Rosary for America. And I love that it is played on many of the Catholic networks around the country, that as we pray for each soul living in the state of, and we start with A, and we go all the way through Wyoming, right? And it's beautiful to realize that every state individually needs prayer, that the leadership will be leadership that honors God and His presence in our country, and that somehow we can revert back to those beautiful Ten Commandments. Because if we were to truly live those Ten Commandments, what a different country we would be living in. We would be living in the country as it was originally founded by our forefathers, one nation under God, right? Wow, that is what gives me truly a sense of hope for these United States. And so that's going to take us to our next song today. And this is the rendition of the song, Lord of All Hopefulness, from me, your host, Julie Carrick.
Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no care could destroy, be there at our waking and give us grace.
What a joy that one was to record with the band there in Nashville and to allow those beautiful men to bring their great gifts forward and to share with a heart of hopefulness in the melody of that song. And then in that sense of hopefulness, there are many times that we look around our country and we have to beg the question, what is this freedom all about? And where has freedom actually gone? Sometimes that word, I am free to, fill in the blank, right? That freedom in many ways in our current temperature here in the United States of people's ideals, we have seen that freedom as many ways has been mistaken for I can do whatever I want. Yes, in many ways we can, but my desire to do what I want should end when it really takes away the freedom of those around me. I think of one of the laws that is, you know, rampant in this country, the law that says it is okay to kill an unborn child, to snuff out that life that women are demanding, and men in many ways, demanding the right, the freedom to end the life of a child in the womb. We are suffering a little bit as a family right now because we've been fostering an amazing little guy. And since January, he's been living in our home. And we are nervous because there's all of this talk of, you know, reunification, which is wonderful if the parents have done the work and they're really changed in heart and in mind and ready and wanting to be parents. But when a child has become nothing more than their property and their right to have that child back, it's terrifying because I wonder, where has the freedom of this little guy gone? The freedom for families to be able to live in peace when gangs have taken over neighborhoods. The freedom to truly be able to walk out your front door and sit on the front stoop and visit with neighbors. And now, as I said, so many neighborhoods come under gunfire because of gang activities, because of drugs and things that have come across our borders with such horrific impact on these United States. And so the next song that I want to go to is going to beg that question as Matthias Michael sings for us his song, Where Has Freedom Gone?
Died, a mother cried, father, son, his duty's done. After serving all these years, his blood was spilled for freedom still. His wife's at home waiting all alone. And they're about to have a son. I know that you did not wanna fight this war, yeah. Our country lost a hero, taken to the Lord, yeah. And when our hope is gone, just drop down on your knees. Don't forget that you are free. So where has freedom gone? Trust in God to care. Of life before she breathes, she feels the pain, her silent cry. This culture of death, oh father, why? And she is nearly 9 weeks old. I know that you did not wanna leave this world, yeah. A mother's right to choose, she's taking the Lord, yeah. And when our hope is gone, choose life with dignity. Don't forget that you are free. So where has freedom gone? Where has freedom gone? just let her breathe. You're all she's got, choose victory. Don't forget, forget, you are free.
What a heartfelt song, and a great reminder that we are accountable for the gift of freedom that we have. And even as I'm saying this, you know, to realize that our God is an awesome, incredible God. God is bigger than all of the darkness that tries to snuff out the light that is so much good that we have in this country. So much good. Those who truly care about their neighbors, those who care about what happens to the child in the womb, and those who society deems less than perfect, what happens to our elderly, what happens to those who are struggling and by no fault of their own have lost jobs or lost that comfort of knowing that there is security because of where they've been and somehow it's been taken away from them. And to know that the only way that we are going to find peace in our daily life, knowing that all of these things can be handed over into the hands of our Creator and our Savior, Jesus Christ, to know that the peace that surpasses all understanding comes only from Him who is willing to lay down His life for each and every one of us. And as I'm saying that, I'm thinking of the beautiful song that was written by Jesse Manabusin, knowing that we can call out to God and ask Him to give us His peace, to be able to say to Him, God, give us Your peace, when in so many ways it feels almost out of reach. In many ways it is out of reach, until the attitudes and the actions of all of us will change, so that we can once again be this nation under God, living under His ideals, living under His way of creation for each and every one of us. Then and only then are we truly going to find that peace. But for today, we're going to take a few moments now as Jesse Manabusin sings for us, Give Us Your Peace.
Give us Your peace, oh God. Give us Your peace, Your peace. Give us Your peace, oh God. Give us Your peace, Your peace. When we're afraid, running from truth, gather us back to You. Take every fear and fill our hearts. Give us Your peace, oh God. Give us Your peace, oh God. Give us Your peace, Your peace. Give us Your peace, oh God. Give us Your peace. Tired, weary and worn, take us into Your arms. Where there is no need, there is no want. Give us Your peace, oh. God, give us your peace. Oh God, give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace. Oh God, give us your peace, your peace. Show us the way back home into your light, into your love. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace. Your peace, your peace. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace.
Thank you, Jesse. That one does give me peace. It's a great sense of knowing that there is such a love of our God, of Him and Him for us. It's a beautiful relationship that ultimately does bring peace, even in the midst of stress and trial and tribulation. Now, as we continue on this beautiful 4th of July weekend episode, there is this wonderful couple in Florida. We know them as Out of Darkness, Adam and Lori Yubowski. And there's a great song of theirs. It's just entitled Free Me. And it's kind of going along those lines today that as we ask our Lord to truly give us a sense of freedom, we realize that if we are to truly be free and we celebrate, you know, this independence, until we become dependent on God and on God alone, we are never truly going to feel an independence of those things of the world. There's that independence that we are striving for as a country, to be free of all of these trappings of the world. And again, the only way that we are truly going to be independent is to be dependent upon God. And once we become dependent on Him, once we realize that our true freed self, free from sin, free from death, free from darkness, free from all of those things that separate us from the perfection of that relationship with God, when we run into His arms and we tell Him how much we love Him and we become fully dependent on Him, that's when we become truly free. And so the beautiful focus of this song is what struck that thought process for me today. And so again, from Adam and Lori Yubowski, Free Me.
Out of the depths I call to you, Lord. Hear my wounded cry. Take this pain as my offering. I'll continue to fight in the dark and despair of this empty world. Fill my heart again. Hear me, heal me, create in me again. A clean heart, a clean start. I need your healing hands that free me. plead with you, Lord. Hear the sound of my prayer. My soul waits for you and is thirsty for more. This burden seems too great to bear. Answer my plea, for my spirit fades. Hide not your face from me. Lord, hear me, heal me, create in me again a clean heart, a clean start. I need your healing hands to free me. Only say the word and I shall be healed. Only say the word and I shall be free.
Thank you, Lori. What a beautiful song and a great reminder today as we seek that independence of the things of the world and strive for that dependence on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be truly free. Heavenly Father, on this 4th of July, when we celebrate the gift of freedom in our nation, we turn our hearts to you, the true author of liberty. You created us not for bondage, but for love. Not for slavery to sin, but for the glorious freedom of the children of God. Lord Jesus, you broke the chains of sin and death by your cross and resurrection. Free us now from the hidden trappings of sin, from pride that masks as strength, from self-reliance that forgets grace, from habits that harden the heart. Let no false freedom keep us far from you. Holy Spirit, make us truly free by making us wholly yours. Teach us to depend not on the fleeting promises of the world, but on the everlasting love of our Father. Help us to surrender every burden and to live as joyful witnesses to the mercy that sets us free. Mother Mary, Mother of Mercy, pray for us that we may choose the freedom of purity, the freedom of truth, and the freedom of loving God above all things. Amen. You know, as I think of these prayers that when I was working on the book, Incense and Intercession, and the way that we can sit down with pen and paper and write down our desires of prayer, that's one that just recently was penned. And to share that one on this weekend is one that deserves to be shared not just on the 4th of July weekend, but every day of our lives. I think of those, again, who paid that ultimate price for all of us to be able to live in freedom. And one of those beautiful prayers from thousands of years ago is Psalm 91. That beautiful prayer, it's actually known as the Warrior Psalm. And the power of this prayer, this psalm, I can't think of a better one to share today out of the Psalms, but to honor those who fought so hard for our freedoms that we enjoy to this day. And as we are setting about this weekend with our barbecues and our swim parties and our gatherings and all of the fun festivities of, people having the beautiful display of lights as the fireworks light up the sky for the 4th of July and everything, you know, there's a beauty in celebrating, but we can't let the celebration make us forget those who were willing to pay the price. And Psalm 91, again, is such a powerful reminder of the warrior's prayer. And years ago, when I was working on the project In the Waiting, I wanted to write a song and to really focus in on how we are warriors. And we know that God ultimately hears everything that we feel we are struggling through. And this particular psalm, you know, those who fight through cancer, those who fight through difficulties in marriage, those who fight through the various struggles of life and don't give up but come out on the other side of it. It's an amazing thing when we see God's hand in that. And so this is the psalm that I ended up setting to music as that song. So again, for me, your host, Julie Carrick, Psalm 91.
If you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God. My God in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of the fowlers, hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his pinions, and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows flying in the daytime. Neither the plague stalking in the night, nor the scourge that wreaks havoc in the light of day. You can say to Yahweh, my fortress. and say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. My refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. No disaster can ever overtake you, no plague come near to your dwelling. He will put you in his angels' charge to guard you wherever you go. They will support you on their hands in case you hurt your foot against a stone. You will tread on adder and lion, trample wild dragons and lions. You will say to Yahweh, my
beseech me, I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor, I give them life long and full. Show them how I can save.
My fortress, my God in whom I trust. My refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, mission presenter and author, Julie Carrick. It is always such a privilege to spend this hour with you each week as I get to share the music and the heart and the ministry of many of today's Catholic recording artists. For information about each and every one of us, please visit wesingourfaith.org. wesingourfaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. Now, you know, when I was talking about those festivities, you know, and just the joys of the things that we get to celebrate, you know, we find a joy in the celebration of those things that we are grateful for. The freedom of our country, for sure, needs to be celebrated, and celebrated in beautiful ways. Not in excess of drinking, not in debauchery, not in the craziness of things that can happen with parties when they get out of control, but in truly honoring by our celebration and you know, and being grateful, being grateful. That word just keeps coming up today, and thanking God for everything that we have, for every luxury. You know, I think of where we live. And I think of the fact that I am in a home here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I have a roof over my head. We have a guest room because our children have grown up and have moved into their own homes with their families, spouses, and children. And what a blessing to be able to, you know, turn on air conditioning in the summer and be cool, turn on heat in the winter and be comfortable, to know that when I open my refrigerator, there is food in there that my family will be fed from, to walk out the door of the kitchen and into the garage and there's a car, to realize that in many parts of our world, these are luxuries that we as American citizens so many times take for granted. How many times do you turn on a light switch and say, thank you, God, there's light in my home? How many times do we, you know, put in a load of laundry and realize a machine's washing my laundry and then I'm going to put it in a dryer and it's going to be dried? Or the dishwasher, right? These mechanisms that so many times we take for granted because we use them every day. Every one of these things is a luxury. And not just in this country is it a luxury, but within this country, there are so many who go without the basic necessities. And so we have to take days in between to thank God for what we have. And the 4th of July, I am hoping, offers that opportunity for each and every one of us today. And this is going to take us to our next song. And it's a song written by a colleague and friend, Cindy Morgan. And when I was privileged to be able to record this song and include it within my ministry, it's become such a blessing. The song is entitled, How Could I Ask for More? And to realize that we have so much, how dare we ask for more? And yet God is so generous in pouring that gift of grace in every possible way into our lives. If we just pause and raise our hands to heaven and say, Father, thank you. And Father, please continue to give what I need. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, how could I ask for more?
There's nothing like the warmth of a summer afternoon. Waking to the sunlight and being cradled by the moon. Catching fireflies at night, building castles in the sand. Kissing mama's face goodnight and holding daddy's hand. Thank you, Lord. How could I ask for more? Running barefoot through the grass, a little hide and go seek. Being so in love that you can hardly eat. And dancing in the dark when there's no one else around. Being bundled neath the covers, watching snow fall to the ground. Thank you, Lord. How could I ask for more? Keep you. Cause there are questions without answers and flames that never die. And heartaches we go through are often blessings in disguise. Thank you.
Looking back on some of the wars that brought us to where we are today, a country that is truly free, and then to realize that there are so many in our world who would like to see these freedoms end. We think of those attacks that have happened in various places around our country, the worst and most large impact type of attack we cannot forget was on 9/11 of 2001. And during that time, when we felt that slap hard on our own soil, it was a reminder that our freedoms can be taken. They can be taken if we do not work together as a country, as a common people. Regardless of our nationalities of origin, once we become citizens of these United States of America, we are a family that is called to work together. And that was shown so beautifully so many years ago when the children of the Catholic school here in my neighborhood at St. John the 23rd School, the children got together and they worked on a beautiful prayer book, and it's called Children's Prayers for America. And one of the things that they wanted to do with this book is each of the children wrote a prayer asking God to bless our country, to bless the families who live here, to bless those who want to come here, that they can do so in peace, but to then become part of this family, to come to these United States, to the great melting pot, but then to become family, to come here and become citizens. You know, that those were some of the prayers. And then the beautiful song that was written by my daughters when they were still quite young themselves, when the song was written, Children's Prayers for America. And the beauty of that prayer, the beauty of that song. So I want to play that one to take us to the top of the hour.
Dear God, I pray for love. I pray for peace and unity throughout the world. Amen.
You can borrow my guardian angel. God bless America.
God bless the people in New York and watch over them and forgive the people who did this. Amen.
My America. America is filled with joy. America is filled with hope. America is filled with courage. America is filled with strength. America is filled with wisdom. And America is filled with many faiths. God bless America.
God help the people in America and keep them safe. To all rescue workers and the other people in heaven, may they rejoice for they are with God. Amen.
Listening to the voices of the people, wondering why I'm out here in the dark.
Sky.
How perfect is your touch.
Dear God, I am sorry for your world. Please don't let it happen again. Amen.
The gift of grace is like the birds that soar through the sky, or like the flowers in the Garden of Eden. It's like the animals in the forest, or like the Atlantic Ocean, or like the first sight of a cardinal. The gift of grace is easy to find. All you have to do is look inside yourself.
Living life from day to day, wondering is it worth the pain? Will the troubles go away?
We pray that we know our flag stands for freedom and spirit. If that's our flag, we're flying it high. Thank you, God, for watching over me and others and caring for everyone.
Your connection to our treasured Catholic faith, all day, every day. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
I just want to say thank you, Monsignor. I want to say thank you, Bailey. Anytime that I hear you guys on the radio in different shows, I'm like rooting for you guys. So I just want to say thank you and the entire Guadalupe Radio for everything they do. So, yes, thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Matthew. That truly means a lot to us to have you in our Quest family, truly. So thank you for those kind words today. And we hope to hear from you again.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Working in a remote location without easy access to the sacraments and our Catholic Church, particularly if you're in the military, Catholic Radio provides both spiritual and community connection. It allows you to pursue growth in your faith and to understand God's plan for your life. It gives hope to seekers and Catholics wherever you are. This is retired Vice Admiral Steve Stanley. I encourage you to listen to Guadalupe Radio Network. Visit grnonline.com to learn more. Connect today.
Life coaching has been around for many years, helping people with their relationships, careers, health, and finances. However, with Stand Tall, it's all Christ-centered, and with that important focus of mind, body, and spirit. We take life coaching to a whole new level. Find us at StandTallToday.com and get a free consultation with one of our experienced life coaches. Today is the day the Lord has made, so begin today with a new path for your life at StandTallToday.com.
Prayer for our nation on the 4th of July. Almighty and loving Father, on this day of remembrance and joy, we thank you for the gift of our homeland and the freedoms we hold dear. Bless our leaders with courage and integrity. Guard those who protect our safety and awaken in every citizen a deep love for justice and mercy. Teach us to use our liberty not for selfish gain, but for service to you and one another. Heal the wounds that divide us, strengthen the bonds that unite us, and guide our steps toward a future filled with hope and peace. We ask this through Christ, who is our true freedom. Amen.